Oh, edit that out, please. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Sean. Long time no see.
Has it been that long? Doesn't feel like it.
Couple weeks, I think.
Maybe it has. Oh, dear. Okay, well, all things have happened in those couple of weeks. For instance, I'm getting a new laptop.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. It's an i7, so it's a PC for anyone who's out there. I did consider getting a MacBook and then dual booting to Windows or something so I can have the best of both worlds, but that would have cost twice as much, so I just went with the PC. Yeah.
They're a bit pricey, but I don't know. They pretty good quality machines, but yeah, what, you know, do cost value.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, at the very least, I'm going to be able to play all those Steam games that I haven't really been able to do too well, unfortunately.
You know, how do we feel about Steam? That's a dumb question to ask. How do we feel? It sounds like we're a couple now.
Right. Oh, dear.
But
let's put that out there.
I really like... I don't know how I feel about Steam anymore.
What's that?
Well, I really like Steam because it's really easy and the deals are really good sometimes, you know. I've got a lot of games on Steam. Ton of games on Steam, more than I will ever play on Steam. But the thing is, do I own those games?
Why do you ask?
Well, because Steam has its own kind of DRM, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, like, if Steam ever went down, I don't have those games anymore.
Do you have to have a constant connection to play that stuff?
Yes.
I guess I never tried otherwise.
I didn't really know that I needed a constant connection. Do you know what I mean? Because I always have a constant connection.
I don't know if I've ever played stuff offline or not before. Like, I have Civ 5, which connects into Steam, but I don't know if I need... Yeah, I'm not actually sure.
Apparently, anything you play through Steam needs Steam to be, you know, running to verify.
Okay.
It's got an offline mode, but you still have to every now and then it checks or something, you know.
Okay.
It'll do you for a few days or something. Unlike, you've heard about this stuff with SimCity going on right now.
I was hoping that wouldn't come up. Yeah, I mean, this isn't the first time, like, Assassin's Creed 2, I think, had a problem like this. And then, you know, Spore had entirely other problems. But every once in a while, EA comes up with something that makes me just sort of sad. And it hasn't killed them yet, I mean, because it's freaking EA. But,
yeah.
You know, the BioWare publishes through EA now, and it's like, well, if they start pulling this stuff with like Dragon Age and Mass Effect, I don't know what I'll do. Probably won't play them.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. Maybe because Steam's cheaper, I'm willing to be more forgiving with them. But I was just thinking, like, right now in my mind, I've got this amazing Steam library. Like, I've got all these games. Like, this is enough games to get me through, but, like, and Steam's successful, so I don't see them quitting anytime.
No, they're successful now.
Yeah, exactly. But in the future, should they shut down, I don't own that content. I'm really kind of renting it with... I don't know, though. But I like Steam. I really do like Steam. It's so easy to use. It's so nice.
I mean, I like them because, like, well, the first two things I bought were LucasArts games. I bought the Indiana Jones Last Crusade game, which, like, no one, it's like the graphic adventure they call it, so it actually doesn't have the Last Crusade in the title. Almost no one believes it exists that I talked to about. And then I got Loom. And I think... Yeah, so the next one I got was Civ 5, but I actually got a physical disc copy. And then I got all 5 episodes of the Back to the Future game. So, like, all these purchases, like, predated our podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've bought anything on Steam since.
Really? You don't do the Humble Bundles or anything like that?
You know, I bought one, and I also bought Double Fine Amnesia Fortnite thing, but I don't. I haven't downloaded either one of those yet, and it's because of my computers, right? Like I have two that I can play that stuff on, but it's not. If it's 3D, it doesn't really render so well. Like, you know, one machine is almost a decade old, it's desktop, and my laptop was about 4 years old, but it was not very graphically gifted. Yeah. You know, this new machine's like, you know, 8 gigs of RAM. It's got like dedicated RAM for the video card. It's an i7. I'm pretty sure it's going to be able to run these 3D games just fine. But like this is how hard it was to play these games. Like I was considering buying the Wii version of Back to the Future just so I could have a system that would look decent on.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
On the laptop, I could like turn the graphical effects all the way down just so it won't be choppy.
Your laptop's not that old, is it?
No, it's not that old. It's just that, you know, when I got it was sort of an emergency replacement. I only had so much money to pay for it. You know, integrated graphics card. You know, it wasn't meant to be a gaming machine.
Okay.
You know, I should mention that I do have another machine for actually rendering and making Famicom Dojo videos, but it's not a personal asset, so I don't put personal things on it.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. But yeah, so I don't know. I feel I buy tons of digital purchases though. Like I'm buying from iTunes all the time.
Oh yeah.
I buy from Mac App Store and I buy from Good Old Games. But the things that I like about those services is if they died tomorrow, my purchases would still work.
Right, unless, you know, your backup somewhere. Well, yeah,
and I wouldn't be able to re-download
your phone.
Them.
Right.
This always need to be connected thing, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. Like, you know, I realize on Xbox, like a lot of the stuff I got, like, you know, the Dragon Age and Mass Effect 2 and 3 use Origin.
Yep.
Or at least some variation of it. Cause one of them might have been... Well, anyway. But... So I'm sure that's a requirement for those games already. But because I have Live Gold and I don't plan on stopping to pay for it unless something happens with the next Xbox, you know, that's not a big deal. But, yeah. I don't know what happens if I try and play offline or 10 years from now I want to go through Mass Effect for the 20th time.
Yeah, it's... There's a lot of gray area, and especially as we move into the generation of new consoles.
Yeah, yeah. I think the only worst thing was if like we had to pay to play used games.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
Right, right. So
well, so far.
that we know of, because we didn't even see.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, PlayStation 4 was announced by Sony at a big New York press event at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Who does that? Like, I'm used to Nintendo Directs being like 10 o'clock in the morning or something.
I don't know. It hit me at a good hour, I suppose. Japan is like a target market, so I don't know. I think it.
Well, for me, it was terrible because I was like getting off work. I had a commute. I went to the gym. I tried to watch it on the treadmill, and the connection was just terrible. So I got like some.
Yeah, treadmills have horrible Wi-Fi.
No, it was the building didn't let my phone stream it very well. But so I had to like read accounts later on, essentially, and my Twitter feed just blew up. They were not kind to Sony at all.
Yeah, which is strange because I think, I mean, from NeoGAF and from other sites I go to, I think the general feeling at the end of it was that it was a very successful conference.
Really?
Yeah, that it was a very good unveiling.
Well, there were two things missing from this unveiling that I'm typically used to when they announce a new console.
The console.
Yeah, the console. I was going to ease into it with, like, say, the price and then the console. But yeah, Neither one of those was announced. And like, and Sony later mentioned that they're waiting for Microsoft to make the first move, I guess.
Yeah, so I understand that. Well,
why announce anything at all then? Like, what was the point?
Because they need to get that hype. Like, right? Mm. And they completely stole the thunder of the Wii U.
Completely?
Okay. You're right, you're right. There'd have to be some thunder there to begin with.
Oh, man, that's not where I was going with that at all. I mean, I mentioned last episode how much I love the Wii U, and, you know, so sure there are problems. Oh, worth mentioning, I suppose, related to that, like, you know, people might have seen sales numbers showing the Wii U selling worse than the PlayStation Vita in Japan. It's worth noting that that there was a huge, huge discount that can't possibly be persisted for a long time in Japan. That quadrupled.
It's the new price.
Is the new price? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so there goes my theory, but
new price and a fighting game with lots of boobs was released, like the same.
Right.
And that's really Vita's like. That's what the Vita fan is interested in.
So the PS Vita pulled a 3DS and isn't doing as well as 3DS still. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, it's never going to beat 3DS, but
it's beating Wii U in Japan anyway.
It went up from numbers that it were like, oh gosh, what? Under 10,000. Like you know, it was doing like 8,000 a month. A week in Japan. And then it moved up to like 60,000.
Right.
Now it's not up to like fantastic numbers, and it's still being beaten by the 3DS, but it's no longer like on suicide watch.
Right. Whereas the Wii U.
But the thing is it'll probably fall back down. But it does make the Wii U look really bad.
Okay.
Because the Vita was pretty much, everyone said, a dead system. And it probably still is, in most countries other than Japan, a fairly dead system. But, I mean, by dead I don't mean like it's going to be pulled off the market anytime soon, but like it's not important
for
the market right now.
Right.
But if that is beating the Wii U by...
It wasn't a lot. It was.
It was a lot.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm looking up these numbers now because
like 60,000 is compared to 10,000.
No. That's not right. I'm looking this up.
Yeah, look it up right now. Yeah, you look up those numbers. Want to bet a steak, real quick?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Yes. While you're waiting, I'm going to talk about how hyped up this conference was. It was so hyped up that the video teaser that appeared on YouTube for the conference was the number one most viewed YouTube video for that month.
Wow.
And the video teaser didn't say anything. It didn't have any words. It was just like these lightning bolts and things flying around the Sony logos.
Right.
You find those numbers yet?
Yeah, and it turns out you're right, but this is for a week I haven't seen yet. So this is for the last week of... Wait, what is this? I don't even know what week this is. This is for the last week of February, which wasn't the ones I was thinking of. I was thinking of the previous week.
Yeah, that's right before the price cut. So
okay, so like the PS Vita was beating the Wii U the previous week by about 2,000 units, like 9.5 to 11.5. Those are the numbers I saw, so I didn't think it was that big of a blowout yet. But
yeah, it's beating it by a factor of about 6 right now, and Nintendo can't be too happy about that. A system that was called dead in the water is outselling it by 6 times.
Well,
and you owe me a steak.
I mean, maybe our recommendation from the previous podcast to not do our price cut is. Maybe they should, after all.
Well, I don't know about it, though, because there was definitely pent-up people who want to buy it, but it's going to take a couple weeks before we find out where it really settles at.
True. And you know, by the time we saw the PS4 launch, this hadn't happened yet.
Because after the price drop of the GameCube, I think it beat out the PlayStation 2 for a couple of weeks, but it had no lasting impact.
Right.
And it definitely cuts Sony's bottom line. Like, if they can transfer this into... increased software sales as well, you know, then it might be a valuable move. Nintendo priced the 3DS way too high when it came out, but when they did their price cut, they still were able to make a profit off of it or a very small loss.
Right.
The Vita's was already selling at a loss or close to a loss when it came out. So Sony's going to be eating this, you know, for a while until they can, you know, improve the processes. So whether it was a good idea or not, like, because it's still not beating the 3DS, even with this, and they can't possibly drop it more, but the 3DS could come out with a price drop around Christmas.
Right. Oh, man, do I want to wait that long? Well, anyway.
No.
I mean, it's worth... Well, the colors in the U.S. are so terrible, and because of the region locking, I can't just get a Japanese one with the better colors like I did with every other system before the DSi. Well, anyway. So, I mean, one of the interesting things is what they mentioned, you know, the PS4 connectivity with the Vita, but I kind of want to go through some of the things that we learned from this, I guess.
Okay.
So, the controller. There's no more Move. They've kind of integrated it into the PS4 controller, and it's like the first redesign of the DualShock since it came out, essentially.
There's Move.
Does it still use Move?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, what I mean is, though, is that the PS4 controller, it's like it integrates ideas from the Move into it.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Well, sort of the... Well, I guess. Yeah, it's... But, like, there's still Move because who was it? Who did the demo, the drumming demo thingy?
Right.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Is that Rare? Not Rare. Oh, my God. I'm really confusing my companies. Rare's owned by Microsoft. No, it was Media Molecule. Media
right.
Molecule was doing a drumming demo with me. Yeah. And they're still going to try to push that Wonder Book crap.
Right. Well.
But you're right. But you're right. It did incorporate some of the stuff. And what? A touchpad, too, right?
Yeah, like, you know, like the PS Vita has. Although I'm not sure, it's in such a weird spot. Like, at least on the back of the Vita, it's like accessible to your fingers. You know, on the front of the DualShock 4, I don't know.
I don't know. I think if they use it for like in the web browser, like I haven't used a mouse in a long time because I'm really kind of sold on using a trackpad and stuff like that.
I guess, but I'm like, what I'm trying to say is that you have to take your hand out of like the normal game holding position to use it, which I guess is true of the touch screen on the Wii U gamepad too. But that you can actually look at it though. You know, that seems less weird because you're actually interacting with something on a screen. Whereas this is just, I don't know, maybe it's not a big deal at all.
I understand. I mean, it's definitely not going to be used for the same type of things.
Right.
But like, you know, but basically just how a trackpad. Like, I'm guessing for casual things like web browsing, if right. they can do multi-touch gestures and stuff to scroll and stuff like that, I think that'd be very useful because web browsing on a controller is terrible.
Right, right.
But, yeah, for game applications, I'm not sure where they're going for that.
Especially because the Vita can be used as, like, a surrogate for the entire PS4 anyway, it's just kind of weird to me. That they, you know, don't have the same kind of interface because you might find that it's easier to play certain games with the Vita's. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm kind of glad they've changed the design of the controller finally after four generations of the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know
because I've never liked the PlayStation controller. It just always felt awful in my hands.
PlayStation controllers for me worked with some games very well and others just terribly. I always thought it worked really well for Katamari Damacy, and I've never been able to play it as well on another type of controller.
Right, right. Agreed.
But like for things like fighting games, it's always been terrible.
Unless you use the claw method.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm still of the belief that the GameCube controller was very comfortable and very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was designed by Fisher Price. But call me a heretic if you want, but I liked the Dreamcast controller. I liked wrapping my hands around that thing.
It's so funny because like the 3D controller was so unwieldy, and then like, you know, the Xbox Man controller even more so, and it's, you know, the Dreamcast controller is around the same size, and for some reason the Xbox controller is just like way less comfortable.
I don't know. People kept comparing it unfavorably to the Atari Jaguar controller, but it's night and day. It's not in. I don't think I've ever
held one, honestly.
That thing was like holding a telephone, but not like the receiver of a telephone, but like the telephone itself.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, okay, controller. I think, yeah, step in the right direction. I don't know. It looks fine to me. Looks fine.
Yeah, yeah. What else? Expanded social, I guess. I heard a lot of jokes about it being used as a quantifiable asset. Like, what is Sony missing from the last generation? There's not enough social. Let's add 10 times more social. It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, they've been trying to do social for a long time. PlayStation Home. Hey, did you ever... You didn't have a PlayStation 3, did you?
No.
PlayStation Home was a vapid wasteland of dumb.
I remember laughing about that when it was first announced.
All right, I have to confess, I've only gone on it 3 times.
Okay.
But each of them... The first time I went on, it was a barren wasteland with nothing. There were a couple other people walking around, but like everybody seemed to be just like me, who was just trying to like figure out what was going on. So like, there's this one guy who just was running like into a building again and again and again. And I'm like, I wonder if there's anyone actually playing there, so for like a dog got hold of the controller. And then later on, it started to get more active, and there'd be people going on, but the general douchiness.
Yeah.
They're just people like going around, you know, trying to make obscene things or pretend to be, I don't know. It was just, I didn't understand the concept of it. And I wanted to, I think it had the ability to be a cool place, but it just so badly implemented.
Yeah.
So I think Sony realizes that. And I think Sony also realizes that the Nintendo Wii, they didn't really want to copy any particular aspect of it, except maybe the Miiverse.
Have they really done that, though? I wasn't really clear from what I...
Not so much, but they'd be stupid not to.
Right, right. I mean, the share button thing is kind of cool, I guess. I mean, you know, as someone who has to, like, you know, make videos and had to find a way of capturing stuff before such a feature existed, it's not a huge deal to me. But maybe it's a huge deal to other people.
PlayStation 3. System that includes a webcam. System that includes a share button. It's going to be a lot of penises.
Well, it's just heavy moderation.
Interesting way to say that word. But I don't know. I don't know if there'll be heavy moderation or not. But, I mean, they're going to need to, or it's going to have to, or I'm already anticipating these sensationalist stories that are going to be coming. I remember when the webcam version of with Xbox Live, the Uno game apparently was a bait and switch for a lot of people.
Oh dear, I'd heard that actually.
Yeah. So I don't know, the share thing. Nope, I am terrible at playing games. I have no interest in showing other people how terrible I am at games.
Well, you know, the thing that showed about like actually like sort of having spectators for your game and having someone take control is a neat idea, I guess. And it sounds like it's like an extension of being able to like watch Netflix with people on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
If Microsoft doesn't come out with like the same feature, like the same extensions to their existing feature set, I'd be surprised, honestly. Especially after this announcement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and for me, it's not a useful feature, but for a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people are really going to get into that. So, okay. So social networking, pretty good. Okay, next.
Oh, dear. Well,
talk about the hardware itself? Or?
did they talk about the hardware itself? I don't know.
Well, I mean, the specs and stuff.
Well, I know that the thing about it being 8 gigs was a relatively recent decision
and
before
really fast RAM too.
Yeah, so that's kind of a, like, you know, I've been hearing, especially in conjunction with BitTrip Runner 2,
yeah,
that the Wii has the best specs out there right now as far as the things they were looking for, you know, minus the PS4, but that's gonna Oh, sorry. Yeah, the big deal. I'm sorry, I forgot this. The big deal about the architecture is that it's going to a PC x86 style architecture, which is going to make backwards compatibility impossible. I think anyone's really explained why there's no backwards compatibility with the PS3, but that's the reason.
Oh,
It's because the architecture is different.
The cell processor was ridiculous. I mean, it was basically only used for the PS3. I know Sony was trying to make it the next the next, you know, big thing. But really, they made it the next mini disc or the next Betamax. You know, they always have to keep coming up with these stupid proprietary things.
Well, I mean, you know, if they hadn't won with the Blu-ray Wars, they would have been sunk, I think. Like, they had so much invested in it, they had to get that one right. But they always try to push the bar a little bit. I don't know. When was the last time Sony was relevant in a new media form besides Blu-ray? I can't even think of it.
Yeah, going to a PC architecture, and I'm sure Microsoft's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's the rumor, you know. I mean, it's probably, and it's from fairly, I'd be very surprised if they didn't. But that is going to be a big problem for Nintendo.
Yeah, it is going to make ports a little more difficult, I guess. But I mean,
more difficult because basically all they really have to do is make the PC version right now, and then tweak it for the different consoles. But if they do the Wii U version of anything, they've got to make pretty much a whole different version. You know, I guess
that's
they did anyway. But yeah.
That's true. But you know, if you want to do a multi-platform on Xbox versus Sony, anyway, you had to do that already. But yeah, it might make it less of a cost. You know, if it costs so much less to do PlayStation and Microsoft versions of anything, then it's like, well, Wii U, maybe not. Yeah, so that's true.
Exactly. And so, I mean, well, already they weren't going to get a lot of multi-plats just because of how incredibly high spec these new systems are going to be. Yeah, 8 megs of RAM. That's for in use for everything. But like, Nintendo has 2 gigs of RAM. And one of them is dedicated to the OS. So they really only have 1 gig to use for games.
Right.
So, and it's slow RAM.
Right.
So, I mean, this thing has just absolutely amazing specs. And that's probably why they didn't announce the price yet.
Well, it's amazing in the console realm. It's okay right now in the PC world, and ages,
what? It's good in anything. Right? Yeah. Have you been comparing it? Have you been reading what the Crysis developers have been saying and stuff like that? You know.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe I'm weird because I've had a computer with 8 gigs of RAM for a while. I don't know.
Yeah, but listen. Okay. Do you know you know how much RAM the PlayStation 3 had, right?
Right, yeah, it's like 1/8 of that, so like 512, I think.
Yeah, it's 512. And it was able to do things, like, I have 8 gigs of RAM in my computer, but I can't do what the, I guess I could. I could probably do what the PlayStation 3 does, maybe a little bit better, you know, on my computer. But like, 8 gigs in a console and 8 gigs on a computer are completely different.
Well, not that the architecture is identical, they're not different at all anymore.
I guess. Okay. Neo Geo, you know, which takes a computer, which to perfectly emulate requires a computer with at least a gig of RAM, you know, was doing it with 64K.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, of course, emulation, you lose a lot on the way. That's not really an apples to apples in comparison. But in general, computers always need more RAM because they're running an OS in the background, and they're, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on. Well, the console system has traditionally not needed all that much.
Yeah, consoles these days, though, do run an OS in the background.
It's true, but it's not it's more of a finder program. It's not really an OS that is like an invasive OS like Windows or something like that.
Yeah, right. Because like at best you're running like an Xbox, like a background process for like the chat client or achievements and such.
Exactly.
Similarly with the Wii U now, I guess. Yeah. So yeah.
It's more of an OS like iOS or Android or something like that than it is like a Windows or a Mac
like
OS.
A true virtual machine type things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so backwards compatibility will be there, but in a dumb way.
Well, it might be there. I mean, if they can properly emulate it on that environment, they're gonna try. I don't have any hope for it, honestly.
You didn't hear about this?
Maybe it's new since we first got the news.
No, there's there's backwards compatibility, but it's a really convoluted way.
Oh.
It's going to be streamed.
Sorry, I maybe misunderstood that feature as being kind of like what Nintendo wants to do with all of its HD remakes, where you have to pay for content you already own by streaming it from Sony servers, which doesn't sound like backwards compatibility at all. It just sounds like a new way to make money off of the library you already own.
Oh, it's definitely a convoluted, stupid way, and it's probably not going to be
so
free.
It's not really backwards compatibility. It's just okay. It's just a way to play old games through their proprietary service.
Theoretically, since these games are on Blu-ray already, now the new system architecture can't read the data from those, but it could definitely read the name of a game, and it could prove that you own that game, and it could allow you to get on this streaming service.
Do you know that for sure, or is that just something you're thinking might happen?
That's my speculation right now.
I doubt that they would.
But
they
Sony
would turn down money.
With some kind of backwards compatibility.
Well, through
streaming. But the thing is, since it's through streaming, this backwards compatibility only exists as long as Sony wants it to exist.
Right.
It only exists if you're in a very, very, and it only exists in any playable way if you have unlimited internet and at a fast speed.
Right.
Same problem with OnLive or OnLive. How do you pronounce it? OnLive.
Right.
What? You know that service we
yeah.
talked about. That.
Yeah.
So, for me, theoretically, the PlayStation and PlayStation 2 could be emulated through software. That's no real problem. The system is high spec enough because computers can emulate, you know, PlayStation and PlayStation 2. It's just a question of if Sony wants to. And my guess is no. I think they'd rather resell us the game.
Right. I mean, yeah, the only reason that the Wii is going to be able to survive with any kind of backwards compatibility is because they've had essentially the same architecture since the GameCube, essentially.
Yep.
Which is good, both good and bad, I suppose. Mostly bad, somewhat good. It depends on what you're making for the system, I guess. For
okay.
For Gaijin games, it's great. For everyone else, who knows?
But I guess... Okay, let's see. We talked about the specs. Very high spec. A really high graphics. Let's talk about the games. What
right.
do you like? What do you see that you like?
Dude, I've been so out of the loop for Sony for so long. Like, there are franchises that I know the names of that they showcase. I've never played a single game in them. So they've meant nothing to me. I mean, Watch Dogs is going to be on Wii U, so big deal.
Well, it'll probably look quite a bit better on that system. But yeah, I know what you mean. Well, what else? What else? Deep Down.
Mm.
Really? That's got to be the most...
I wasn't actually able to watch the presentation. Didn't ever circle back to actually try, right?
Probably. Deep Down was... amazing. It remember that movie that came out a while ago, Beowulf or whatever?
I saw that in theaters and it was all right.
I saw it on an airplane and it was all right. Yeah. But I don't know. There was a lot of naked fighting in that movie that I don't know was necessary. But anyway, it was for a CG movie, it looked really, really good.
Right.
You know? And that's kind of what the vibe I got from Deep Down. But at the same time, it looked too good.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It means that I don't believe it. I don't believe that was a game. Now, okay, I do believe it was running in real time. I don't think it was a CG. It looked too good to be a game.
Hmm.
Like, I don't... I mean, I know PlayStation 4 is a huge leap, definitely. But I'm remembering when the PlayStation 3 was announced and we saw the screens from MotorStorm and Killzone 2. They never looked that good when the games actually came out.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Now, for this, I believe it's running off actual hardware, yeah. And I believe that's happening. But I don't think... You know, they put up, like, a life bar and, I don't know, the HUD, you know, the HUD,
mm-hmm.
The thing. But I don't think but it didn't look like someone was actually playing it. It looked scripted.
Probable.
It didn't look like it was playable. Like maybe it was playable in the way of like, you know, kind of an on rails type experience.
Right.
So I don't know, but if PlayStation 4 really can produce games like that, then that's a leap beyond any generational leap so far.
All right, I guess I gotta watch this video because I'm not sure exactly what can really look much better than what we've seen graphically so far, I guess.
Would you like to take a pause to watch it?
Sure.
Okay, do you have the video up?
Yep, I'm impressed by how it says gameplay graphics, not CG, even though that's what CG means.
Well, I guess, but, you know, I mean, it's come to mean, like, you know, Toy Story or something. You know?
All right. So I get what they're saying. It wasn't pre-rendered with, like, a machine that takes, you know, a minute to do a whole frame or something. I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I think one of the most impressive things in this trailer is the lighting. We should probably link this in the show notes.
Yeah,
well.
Definitely. All right, that does look pretty good.
Just wait until you get to some of the fire effects a little later. I don't know.
Okay, those environments look pretty good. All right. Yeah.
Look at how it's moving. Does it feel like a player is playing the game while you're watching it?
No.
Because I mean, they put up menu elements and stuff, so it's meant to look like a game, but it never feels to me like, I don't know, or maybe this is the new evolution of games, and this is how games will look. If so, well, okay, count me in for that, but I remain skeptical.
Okay, this doesn't look too weird to me, actually, because Mass Effect 2 and 3 did a lot of like really close over-the-shoulder stuff, and this looks a lot like that, essentially.
Yeah.
It's just that it's, you know, a lot of melee stuff, so the camera is not as fixed, it's not as rigid, it's not like really, it feels like it's on rails in those games, and this one is like constantly floating around, so who knows if the actual final game is going to do that, but
it looks to me like the QuickTime events in a game like God of War or something like that.
Which is funny because God of War Ascension is just the link that came up in the video.
Oh really? okay. That's enough of that, but I mean that's what it's capable of doing, and I'm controversial statement of the episode.
All right.
I don't care.
Okay. I mean, you don't think that the graphics being better matters, or
I think graphics have jumped the shark for me.
Hmm.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, even though the graphics are like way way better, it just doesn't do it as much for me anymore. Like, the type of games that were announced for this system, I want new gameplay experiences.
Right, like, because a lot of stuff we've gotten on the eShop has been not, you know, graphically powerhouse, although Nano Salt Neo looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a little abstract, but good. But, you know, yeah, it's like The Cave, not a graphical powerhouse at all, but it's fun, and that matters more to me.
I mean, I saw this, and I'm like, huh. Oh, wow, new Killzone. Looks better than the old Killzone. That's okay, good, nice. Okay, Deep Down, wow, that looks really good. But, like, it was all kind of the same thing. It was all, like, triple-A, high-tier, like, shooter or third-person game, you know?
Right.
Like, and of course, there'll be a new Final Fantasy on the system, and it'll have the most amazing cutscenes ever, and probably another gimped battle system, you know?
What are they up to, like 14 or 15 now? I've lost track, honestly.
The next one will be 15, and they said there'll be a PlayStation-exclusive Final Fantasy, but I don't know if it's going to be a side story or what. I still think it might be Versus. Remember Versus?
Oh, yeah.
Like 7 years ago?
Yeah.
But anyway, like, I don't know. I'm not... I saw a lot of browns and grays. And it was just...
That's
how
the real world looks, Vink.
I know. But I don't like that world.
Oh, no. You want that fantasy Katamari world, don't you?
All right. I think that an HD quality, something like Mario Galaxy is more exciting to me than the next Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, like, you know, I know that the Wii only does 480p at best and everything, but it's still Skyward Sword, for instance, is still a really gorgeous game, regardless. Partly because of the art style, but...
Art style can do a lot. But, like, I didn't like that the Wii was an SD system. That was a problem for me. And now that it's HD, that's good. I watched the Nintendo Direct, and I saw things for X, and that game looked very nice to me. Mm. But the thing is, Xenoblade doesn't, you know, is also a very nice-looking game. I guess this might sound very fanboyish, saying graphics don't matter.
But on the Famicom Dojo podcast, never.
But I mean, I don't own a Wii U right now. I have no real vested interest. For probably not too much more money, I could have a PlayStation 4 instead of a Wii U. But I'm still more interested in getting the Wii U.
Interesting.
Because I think that the Nintendo's long-standing franchises, Zelda, Mario, Metroid, things like that, are of more interest to me than Sony's franchises. Which are, you know, God of War, Little Big Planet, what else, Killzone, things like that. And now, I will definitely buy one of the, well... Maybe definitely is too strong of a word. Let's wait till the price comes out first. But I plan to buy either a PS4 or an Xbox next box. I will get one of those, but probably it'll be just like the generation this time. I've got a PlayStation 3. I've got a lot of games for it, but it didn't get nearly as much use as my Wii U.
You know,
Wii U, yeah.
I don't know if I want the next Xbox. Like, I had one. You know, I got the Wii. It didn't come out first, but... Actually, no, I had the Xbox before I got the Wii.
Okay.
But the only thing I played on that was, like, Halo 2. I had some 360 games, like Perfect Dark and Dead or Alive 4 and Quake 4. Quake 4. Partly because I interviewed to be on the team that made Quake 4. I didn't make it, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. But, so I want to see what they did with it. Pretty interesting, I guess. You know, I just couldn't get into any of those new games, and it wasn't until 2007, you know, that I made the switch officially for that being, well, we've gone over this before, but, you know, I've invested a lot of time and energy into the 360, and there are a lot of great experiences I had with it, but I don't know if, like, Live went away tomorrow, if I'd want to upgrade to the next system to keep all my Live arcade games, if that's even possible. I don't think it is because the architecture changed that is rumored to be coming to fruition here. But, God, what does that mean? It's like, I think part of the reason that I glommed on so hard to the Wii U when it came out, and I haven't really gone back to the 360 since, is because if I separate now, it won't feel as bad when I find out what's actually going to be coming down the pipe.
I guess so.
I guess Dragon Age 3 is going to be 360. I mean, that's what it seems like right now. And so maybe I kind of have to get it. But,
you know, they might for some of the games like Watch Dogs and stuff, you know, what they did, you know, they're going to have cross-generational porting.
Yeah, like Epic Mickey 2 is on the Wii and the Wii U, and the Wii copy sells way better. Probably because it's $20 less.
Epic Mickey... Well, that studio's gone now.
Oh, really?
Junction Point, yeah, they closed up. Epic Mickey 2 sales were not good enough and took the studio down.
Oh, I was going to say, who's getting paid for the game? Then I realized, it's because they weren't getting... That's really too bad.
Ah. No, Epic Mickey had so much potential, but just... And Epic Mickey 2 was supposed to fix a number of things, but it looks to me like they needed to get it out by a certain date, and it was buggy and weird. And I mean, I haven't played the second one, but... It's got pretty bad reviews.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I like the idea of a Mickey Mouse game lovingly done, but yeah, that's too bad.
No.
I think studios are going to be closing and merging left and right this generation. It's just too expensive to make games anymore.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm kind of worried about the graphical thing. It's like, yeah, you can have these realistic, you know, who needs real actors or sets anymore when you can spend your multi-million dollar budgets on this? It's like, how many companies can conceivably pay for that? How many studios are out there who can deliver on the promise of what that, you know, means for selling enough copies of a game?
That's the thing. If Wii U were to take off, which I really hope it does, a lot of Japanese companies at least would probably jump on that, because they wouldn't have to develop these super amazing assets. They could basically use engines and stuff that they originally developed for the PlayStation 3.
Right.
You know, and keep it going. I mean, I think that's why the PSP is still so incredibly popular in Japan, is just because they were basically able to use PlayStation 2 engines. And they didn't really have to move past that.
I suppose.
Dev costs were pretty much down, you know. They didn't have to make these incredibly high, you know, assets. I don't know. But right now, Nintendo, do something. Do something.
Okay, so I don't think that the PS4 announcement has me worried for Nintendo's future right now. Especially because they haven't even bothered to announce the price yet.
I'm not worried about its future at all, because Nintendo has no future.
Oh, good grief. You know, even if they are selling like 1/5 of the units that the Vita is right now, they're making money on every single one they do sell, unlike Sony.
Well, apparently it takes the sale of a Wii U plus 2 games to bring them into profit.
Well, then they're screwed, because the attach rate is even worse than the Wii, and it's not even up to 2.
Well, they need more than 2 games people want.
Well, I browsed the section knowing nothing new is coming out until, especially with the Rayman Legends.
Yep.
Nothing's coming out for a while. I just look, it's like, yeah, I don't want any of this stuff. And especially if I had to choose between, like, Epic Mickey 2... you know, Wii or Wii U, I was like, I'd probably go for the Wii version, because I have a Wii. It's $20 less. I mean, I know it's going to look better, but how much better? Yeah. You know, the eShop has hit a wall for me, too, because I've got pretty much everything on it. Like, new things are coming out this month, I think, but finally. There's going to be more games than I can afford to buy, finally. But I'm not at the point yet. You know, I've maxed out on everything I can want to own for the system at the moment, which is a bad sign. That's really 4 months in, 5 months in, that's not good.
Lego City Undercover looks interesting.
Yeah.
It's basically like Lego Grand Theft Auto. have you looked into it? Watch the trailer.
I think you mentioned
it. It's actually very interesting.
Oh, dear.
If I had a Wii U right now, that'd be one of the games I'd buy.
Okay. I mean, you know, I got Zombie U. Well, you know, Nintendo Land, right? I got Zombie U because I felt kind of pressured to buy it, and I was curious.
Yeah.
And I got it for a little bit less than retail value. Not much,
yeah,
but a little bit. And then I got Mass Effect 3 out of professional curiosity, more than I needed it, you know. So I have 3 disc games, but, you know, it's not because I really terribly wanted any of them. Not a good sign.
Not a good sign at all.
And I'm still more interested in playing Wind Waker. Sorry, not Wind Waker. More interested in playing Skyward Sword right now than anything else. I'm almost there. Almost there. I'm very, real close to the end, I'm sure of it.
But, I mean, the thing is, as much as I've spent the last 20 minutes making fun of the Wii U, pretty much, it still is a more desirable system to me than the PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just because, and it comes back to the whole thing of Famicom Dojo, in the core, I'm kind of a nostalgia and retro gamer, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And the way gaming has turned in the last 10 years is not a way that I feel I've been included in that change. You've taken to it much easier than me. You're into like the Mass Effects and you play third person shooters, but I don't.
Okay.
And for me, I prefer a Japanese RPG over a Western RPG. I prefer Fallout over Fallout 3. I mean, you know.
Can I be honest? I don't really like Japanese RPGs.
What?
It's like, I think the one I enjoyed the most is the combat system mostly. They just won't move away from this old push A to win combat system. And I think the one that was the most interesting to me was the Grandia 2 one.
I love Grandia 2. It's such an amazing battle system.
But I compare every other JRPG to that system, and that's why I don't play any of them. I played Final Fantasy X, which is the most recent number of Final Fantasy game I've ever tried to play, and I just couldn't do it after a while.
That's because you got all fixed on Blitzball.
That's true. But, you know, still, it's like I try to go back and play old games. I just can't. There's no challenge for me. I can read menus and push buttons, and maybe it's because all that stuff was kind of a translation of how you played tabletop role-playing games, for lack of a better term. But I never did that stuff as a kid either, so I'm much more interested in the action aspect. Like Dragon Age had tactics to it that you could supposedly use, but I wanted to push buttons instead and think of strategies on the fly and not worry about my party members controlling themselves, because they never make the choices I would make for, you know? So,
yeah.
And Mass Effect's an over-the-shoulder shooter, you know, it with RPG-ish elements that got increasingly less RPG-ish as the series went on. But yeah,
you should get Xenoblade.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
now
you really should get Xenoblade, yeah.
So what you're saying is I should have kept the copy I gave you because I can't find one now.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying you should have taken my recommendation at the beginning and got one for yourself, too.
Well, I mean, by the time that I got one for you, they only had one copy left.
Then you should have taken my other recommendation and got for me earlier.
True. Yeah, I'm sorry it took so long. But
one that you can get for a fairly good price now that you might like, though. You should try Last Story. It's much more action-based.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe.
It's actually much more of a... I mean, it still definitely has a lot of the Japanese RPG tropes in it, but like the system itself is more of a Western RPG. You might actually really like it.
Okay, well, you know, here's my problem, right? Is that I have this backlog of Wii games to go through.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know.
Like no more the first No More Heroes. It's like I think about all the games I want to play now. It's like I can pop that in and do it now, but it's like my time's limited. You know, I can't just go from game to game anymore, and it's like Zelda's taking so long. It's like 40 hours now, I think. It's
and
just taking one. So long.
And that's why I'm going to buy a Wii U. Off TV play is going to be my salvation as a daddy gamer.
Oh, definitely. And I guess technically you can do that with the PS4. So we alluded to this. We didn't really talk about it a whole lot. Is that, you know, the Vita's a way to do off-screen play because all the buttons are the same. Basically, all the stuff that Nintendo should have done with the 3DS,
but
that they're not
the
doing.
The buttons aren't the same.
They aren't? What?
Well, they don't have all the triggers.
Oh. Yeah, but they got the
touchpad. But I guess mostly the same.
Okay,
yeah.
Mostly.
Two analog sticks. Yeah, I mean, it's
and a pretty good screen, but like that's not going to push Vita sales, I don't think.
But the thing is, it will have input lag. It will have input lag.
How do you know that?
Because the Vita's not fast enough to stream PlayStation 4 assets. It's just not.
Well, then why are they pushing it so hard if it's not going to actually work?
It'll work, but it won't work perfectly.
Hmm.
Like,
well,
it doesn't
we'll see.
It doesn't work now. The Vita, it can link up to the PlayStation 3 right now, but it doesn't work.
Okay. Well,
I mean, the PlayStation 4 is a lot more powerful, but it's still there's a the bottleneck is the Vita, not the...
All right. Yeah, well, not owning either.
If they redesigned the Vita with faster, theoretically, if they didn't go through Bluetooth and they instead tried to go through some kind of just a Wi-Fi technology.
Which is what the gamepad uses, yeah.
The Vita theoretically could be fast enough to do it.
Well, I mean, it's not even going to be like a Nintendo Wii U threat thing unless they, for some reason, package a Vita with the PS4. I can't imagine that being a huge issue for anyone.
If they package a Vita with the PlayStation 4 and put it on the market for $350, Nintendo's done.
Well, maybe.
But
it won't happen.
I mean, right now Vita's $200.
Mm.
And you know, the PlayStation 4, what do you think it's going to cost? This is a good question, actually.
$500.
$500?
Yep.
I'm going to say $450.
Okay.
For the Tard Pack. And
the one people actually buy, $500, which will put it
$500, yeah,
which will put it
like that.
$150 above the Wii U.
Sony, like, if Wii U was selling really well, I'd say Sony would bring it down to $400, but they don't need to right now.
Well, I mean, I think they're waiting to see what Microsoft's going to do because, yeah, they don't want to be Sonyed by Microsoft.
Exactly. Now, say Nintendo, I don't know, finally decides that maybe they're a real company and not some kind of. Okay, anyway.
Oh, dear.
I'm so bitter.
So cruel.
But like, say Nintendo actually gets a few games for the thing and the system starts selling. I think Sony's gonna do what they traditionally do is just start price cutting right away. And
yeah.
Maybe even before it comes out, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not interested in the PS4 right now. I mean, maybe eventually, potentially, but it's like what happened last generation seemed to be like everyone got a Wii and then they got a PS3 or an Xbox. Even if they never played their Wii, they had one at least. And I mean, that doesn't seem to be paying out so much this generation because the Wii U sales are so terrible. But like, you know, I've heard people talking about on Twitter about it. It's like, well, you know, I'll get a Wii U and then maybe one of the other systems. And I already have my Wii U, so I'm probably not going to buy an Xbox and a PS4. I might not buy either. That seems unlikely, especially if they have any of the franchises I want, especially if the next Mass Effect is only on the next generation console. But like I was really hoping with the PS4, I'd be able to like catch up on my PS3 library, because that's exactly what I did with the PS2. You know, I got the PS2 and all the PS1 and games I care to own, and that was it. But you can't do that with a PS4 or a PS3, really. And so now it's like I'm faced with this decision. It's like if I want to play any Sony exclusive games for the PS3, I need a PS3 now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want a PS3 and a PS4. So if I get a new PlayStation system, it might be a PS3 and then maybe an Xbox. You know, I don't think I'm going to make next gen dive right now until the next generation.
I think that when the PS4 comes out, they're going to drop the PS3 price down to about $199 for a nice system. And, you know, there's a lot of greatest hits titles. I think that'd be a very good value.
Yeah. I just, you know, maybe I wait for the PS5, assuming, you know, Sony's still in the console game at that point.
Yeah. is a console game.
Put that out there. Yeah, right. That's also true too. But if they've gone to the PC architecture, they're probably not going to go back, is my guess. And if that's the case, that means PS4 backwards compatibility in the next PlayStation, almost a certainty. So maybe I'll just wait this generation out too. And then when I'm 40, I'll get my PS5 and all the...
Oh, these generations have been going on longer and longer. You might be like 45 by then.
True. Yep.
Well, the way I see it, with my current diet and exercise habits, I'm not going to live long enough to see the PlayStation 5.
God.
Anyway. So, I mean, I'm just going to get the enjoyment out of my current games. Well, I still have a functioning heart.
Well, we gotta do these videos faster then. Come on, let's go. Let's stress that heart out more in the short term.
I would really very much like Famicom Dojo Season 3 DVD not to be not to have like in memory of.
Oh no, posthumous contributions by Vink.
Yeah, yeah.
This is kind of not funny actually.
I know. But like I've been putting all kinds of stuff on my hard drive, so after I do pass away, you can still release a few more albums afterwards. Like I'm preparing myself in the same way as Biggie and who am I thinking of? Rapper, probably still releasing stuff.
Tupac.
Tupac, that's it. So, I mean, he had new releases coming out for like a decade after he died. That's what I got to do. Yeah. So.
Oh dear. Well, this is all retro stuff. So if you just hide yourself away for a few months as your health slowly deteriorates, let's stop talking about this.
Yeah, I got to get back in my iron lung anyway. So.
Oh dear. All right. So I mean, you know, I guess overall verdict.
Overall verdict is the PlayStation 4 is exactly what I expected it to be.
I guess
it is a continuation upon the PlayStation 3, for better and for worse. It's got very nice Sony franchises, which they're establishing very well. Fantastic graphics. It's probably going to have a premium price tag, and but unfortunately, I would be more excited about the PlayStation 4 if it was a continuation of the PlayStation 2. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Because PlayStation 2 had just an absolutely amazingly diverse library. Fantastic just selection of different genres. And they had the RPGs.
Well, the PS2 was the industry leader at that time, so that's not surprising.
Well, the PS3 is arguably the industry leader now.
No, that is completely arguable, because as far as I know, it's still third place.
Okay, the Wii doesn't really exist in any meaningful way anymore.
Anymore,
but it, now when all the numbers are counted up, you know, it was... You know what? I've reversed my position from about a month ago.
Oh, dear.
No, but, I mean, the Wii is definitely the one that... But, like, the Wii's generation is over.
Right.
But right now, the market leader is the PlayStation 3. Worldwide.
I guess.
In the States, it's the Xbox 360. All
right.
Like, the Wii is not the hot thing anymore, and the Wii U hasn't taken off. So, right now, you know, our industry leader is the PlayStation 3. So it should have this amazingly diverse library. But so many of these small indie, you know, cute studios have folded this year. All we're left is AAA, bald space marine shooters, and like no risk games,
right?
And I really think that's what's going to continue with the PlayStation 4. And the thing is, I think Nintendo is going to get way less support, but I think there's going to be some actual unique experiences on the system. Wonderful 101 looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to Monolith's RPG. I don't know. Oh my god, that's all I can think of. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, we'll see what Microsoft has to say for themselves. Hopefully they'll be releasing something, you know, by E3 or earlier. But, you know, I'm not holding out a lot of hope. I don't know, you know, because the jump for the Wii U versus the Wii was a lot bigger than anyone else had to make. You know, they went from standard definition to high definition.
Yeah.
Which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, isn't a huge deal. But for Nintendo, it's huge enough. They have the Miiverse, they have the gamepad, you know, they've literally made the Wii U my central go-to unit for my home entertainment system, because I use the gamepad for my remote now, like by default. I've been going through a lot of retro games, and I gotta switch my inputs a lot, so I'm always grabbing the gamepad to do that. And
oh my god, how did Nintendo become the leader in backwards compatibility? No, I mean, like, they were like the most...
That's so funny. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, how did that happen? Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Hint for those who are wondering at home, that's one of the things I'm working on right now, is the first chance that Nintendo had to be backwards compatible, and they didn't. But there's some artifacts left over from that decision. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Well, again, we'll see. I'm definitely sliding way out of their demo at this point, just because of my age, and maybe it doesn't matter what I think anymore. But you know, just for me, I'm happy with what I got. I bet when the PS4 comes out, I'll probably pick up a PS3 just to have a better Blu-ray player. That's about it.
I'm really interested to hear what our fans say. And if you feel comfortable doing it, you don't have to. But when you leave comments on this, let us know how old you are, because I'm really wondering at this point if it's like, maybe I'm looking already for like some, you know, nostalgia and things I'm familiar with. But for a lot of people, like, the fact that it's going to produce the absolute best looking iterations of series like God of War, Killzone, Call of Duty, things like that, is enough. It is more than enough. And I might be missing something. For me, I don't think that a lot of these genres have evolved much over the years, but I don't play them enough to know. So this is one that I very much like to be wrong on. So let us know what you think. Were you jumping up on the couch during the entire PlayStation 4 reveal, you know, doing fist pumps and going, this is the system for me? Or were you totally meh?
Dude, fist pumps are so 1990s.
See, I'm dating myself already. So this is Vink, 33 years old.
Oh dear. Yeah.
As of last week.
Oh, that's right. Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. My wife made me the most amazing Mario cookies. Go on our Facebook to see them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That reminds me. We should talk after the show. But I'll be joining you in that 33 club pretty soon. Well, not pretty soon, but this year yet.
Yeah.
So that's how old I am. But if you want to leave us a comment, tell us how old you are, what you think about the PS4, you can do that on our Famicom Dojo.tv website for the podcast show notes. Right there, you can leave us a comment on Facebook, where we are pretty active. Crossed 700 Facebook likes recently, which is
pretty
exciting. Thank you very much. Yes. So go there, or we're Famicom Dojo on Twitter, which we're nearing 400 on there, which is more than I was expecting, given how far behind we were the Facebook page a few months ago.
So
follow us there too. And you can call us too. You don't have to even leave a comment. You can call us at 608-492-1923, and we can include your comments on the show.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
And if you have a Zune...
You're not going to let that go, are you?
You can write a message on the back of your Zune and mail it to us at... the address is on the website.
So. For all it's worth to you. Cool. Yeah, we'll try not to make the next show too far off, but who knows? We're busy people, and we're trying to get something really important started very soon. So
yes, there's very exciting news in the future, yes. So please stick with us. Please join us on that wonderful social media.
We need more social, Vink. We're not social enough.
I need to be more social. The only thing I tweeted this month were the cookie pictures and the me like becoming a Japanese salaryman.
Yeah. Wow.
I got to get on that. There's a lot of good stuff coming out there. Just Hey, but I'm using Twitter at all, and that's a big improvement.
Yes.
Over here.
Yes, yes. I think you might have met finally the follower count you had before, and
yes,
it can only go up from there.
I'm at 40 people. Hey, that's a lot.
You guys can be 41. Who's going to be first? Let's see. It's a race to the finish.
Yeah, and my Twitter handle. Do you say handle?
Why not? Name? Why not? Handle works.
My handle. Handle's good. Handle is sounds like I'm a trucker.
Yes.
And it's... What's my handle?
Famicom Vink.
Famicom Vink. That's it.
dear.
I'm not a hashtag, right? A hashtag's something else.
No.
No, the hashtag is... VinCon is a hashtag.
Oh, God. So in a way, you're a hashtag. All right. All right, I think that's it for this episode. We'll see you guys next week, maybe-ish.
All right. And for all those of you in podcast listening land, sorry this one went so long.
It's shorter than last time.
The dojo is shorter than last time.
Woohoo!
Famicom Dojo.
That's a good way to end it right there.
All right.